Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
There has been a sharp increase in hospital admissions for eating disorders during the COVID-19 pandemic in Ireland. Child and adolescent community eating disorder teams have also been dealing with 66% more referrals in 2020 compared with the previous year. Ahead of Eating Disorders Awareness Week beginning next Monday, our reporter Della Kilroy has today been looking at the rise in referrals for children, and she joins us now. Della, you might tell us a little bit more about the rise in child and adolescent referrals and what we know at this point about the increase.
Well, Sarah, around 200,000 people in Ireland are thought to suffer from an eating disorder, with around 1,700 new cases presenting each year. But since the beginning of the pandemic, there's been a stark increase in referrals for both children and adults, and this is across all services. GPs, as well as children's hospitals, have reported an increase in presentations. And for the HSE's three national community eating disorder teams, two are child-focused and one is adult-focused, they've been dealing with that 66% rise in referrals. Last year, there were 160 referrals for children and 120 were accepted. Now, BodyWise is Ireland's Eating Disorders Association, and they've also noticed an increased demand. They reported a 110% increase in people attending their online support groups, with close to 300 people attending just this month. Harriet Parsons is their training and development manager.
What I know from our support services is that in 2020, so since the lockdown, there was a huge increase in people using our support services. And then looking even specifically at January 2021 compared with January 2020, there has been a 120% increase in emails to our email support service, and again, a 35% increase in helpline calls. So you have this kind of perfect storm happening around eating disorders, this, you know, huge change to circumstances, exacerbation of risk factors. So not only do you have people tipping into an eating disorder who might have been vulnerable already, you have people who have an eating disorder whose services are then threatened, lapsing or relapsing. So you have this huge demand on treatment and support.
It's known that early detection and treatment is essential in giving someone the best chance at recovery. But depending on where you live here, access to certain services can vary, and there are only a handful of dedicated beds. What are you hearing from the young people and the parents that you support in terms of accessing services now in our third lockdown and a year into the pandemic?
What I'm hearing from parents is for families who are outside those catchment areas, they are the ones who are struggling. So I suppose, again, we're hearing that it's not kind of uniform throughout the country, and it's very difficult for some people.
Very difficult indeed if you can't get the service that you need. Della, I know you spoke to one parent whose young daughter was admitted to hospital for an eating disorder late last year. What can you tell us about all that?
Well, for the mother I spoke to, her 11-year-old daughter was admitted to Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin for 31 days last August. I spoke to her today and she told me her story.
Looking back, I think her eating disorder was definitely started before lockdown. So it wasn't that it was caused by lockdown or anything like that, but it definitely was escalated during lockdown. I think being out of school, being away from all of her activities, I think it allowed her to become a lot more obsessed with food and mealtimes and just, you know, just being at home, nothing else to kind of focus her mind on. She was saving treats and biscuits and things like that for the weekends at the start. You know, I would have baked scones or muffins. Next thing you know, she was turning them down completely. You know, an 11-year-old child shouldn't be saying no to sweets. During lockdown as well, she wanted to go for walks with me every day. One day when I went out for a walk on my own, she got upset with me when I got home because I didn't bring her. You know, I will say she wears a lot of oversized clothing, so I couldn't even see how much weight she had lost. But then by July, I thought, no, I need to book her a GP appointment. So the last time she had been to the GP was 4 years earlier. Turned out she was the exact same weight to the ounce that she was 4 years previously. She advised that maybe we should just take her to Temple Street A&E. So when we took her to Temple Street, when they left the room and we had a private moment, she said to me, I didn't know what I was doing was that bad. I didn't know it was dangerous. She definitely struggled with the food, but she She ate. She tried. She worked at it. The eating disorder voice in her head, it's still there, but it's turned down low.
How's your daughter doing now that we're in the third lockdown?
Yeah.
Schools have been closed now for quite a while.
The eating disorder voice that I just said was turned down low. It has turned up a little bit. We've kind of heard it recently. Routine and being back at school, she was actually doing so, so well. We're stuck at home again. But equally, now we're armed with the information. We all kind of know what to do at this point.
Well, it's great to hear that they got the help they needed, Ellen, and that she's on the road to recovery. I know you mentioned the HSE's adolescent eating disorder teams. What are they seeing in terms of the kind of referrals that they're now receiving?
So I've been told that younger teenagers and children in even fifth and sixth class are coming forward. Most are girls, but around one in four are boys. Nationally, the eating disorders teams, they say they first saw a rise in referrals last July, with the second larger rise in October. And they say this demand has continued in 2021. Last year, the child and adolescent community teams treated twice as many young people compared to 2019. Dr. Michelle Clifford is a child and adolescent psychiatrist and the national clinical lead for eating disorders with the HSE.
So we certainly have seen an increase in eating disorder presentations in children and adolescents over the past year in 2020. I think what has surprised us is that some children and adolescents, a smaller proportion, but they have been presenting more unwell, and this is due to more acute weight loss over a shorter duration of time. And therefore, this has been reflected also by an increase in hospital admissions. You know, the two main risk factors for development of an eating disorder are dieting and body dissatisfaction. There have been some unhelpful public messages and on social media in relation to weight management and exercise and maybe what we should and we shouldn't be eating. And this can be very triggering for vulnerable children that are already anxious.
Just to note, Sarah, that resources, as always, are an issue. And I asked the HSE about their adolescent specialist hiring plans. Despite their model of care recommendations, no new specialist teams were recruited last year. But they say funding has now been made available in 2021 to progress the recruitment of three additional eating disorder teams.
And you also spoke to a new clinic that is treating both adults and children who are suffering from an eating disorder. What did they tell you about the demand for their service?
Well, the National Eating Disorders Recovery Centre is a new private clinic based in Dublin, offering 14 beds for adults and a day programme for adolescents. Clara Johnston is their Director of Services.
Between parents and GPs that we've had contacting us, there's a serious increase. We've had parents of children as young as 8 contacting us looking for support and looking for help. And then some people are linked in with CAMHS and that, but then obviously there's restrictions on those appointments and delays with those appointments and things like that. And parents are absolutely desperate. So we have people who contact us who their young person has dramatically lost weight, began over exercising, and that, you know, they've become withdrawn, social anxiety.
An issue for many families is the cost of private treatment when specialised public services are not available. Have you heard from parents of children in this situation where funding is an issue?
Absolutely. I mean, we know there's the HSE model of care, which is yet to be rolled out. There's going to be a lot of financial issues with people. So, I mean, whether they have private health insurance or they have to let it go, that's going to be a huge issue, and very unfair that these people will not have the means to avail of treatments that they desperately need.
Finally then, Della, for anyone listening, you know, who might be concerned about their children, what advice is there for parents who are worried that their child might be developing a disorder during the pandemic?
Well, the HSE specialist, Dr. Michelle Clifford, advises parents to note any new patterns in terms of restricted eating or becoming more obsessed with food or preoccupied with body shape. The advice is to sit down with the child to let them know you're worried. The GP is the next port of call, and if needed, they can refer on to the local mental health team. The HSE also have a self-care eating disorder app available on their website, and BodyWise have a range of supports available. Their helpline is 01210 17.
All right, Della Kilroy, thank you very much for that report.